In the lead up to Christmas and the period between Christmas and New Year, we certainly saw a significant spike in fire activity, and the sad reality is that many of those fires were avoidable, and that's the reason why we've decided to get messaging out to the community that it's time now for a zero tolerance approach. The fire restrictions have now been in place in Wellington and Latrobe municipalities since the 17th of December. There has been a period of leniency, if you like. We've been prepared to give people the benefit of the doubt that maybe they weren't aware of restrictions and that sort of stuff, but given the activity of recent times and the demands that have been placed on our volunteers, there are provisions within the legislation that say that if people are doing the wrong thing, then they can in fact be prosecuted, and we think now we need to start sending a very strong message to the community that conditions are such that we now all need to be responsible for our actions.
So give me an anecdote from that Christmas New Year period which illustrates the frustration that you're expressing.
There was a recent day where one of our volunteer brigades at Stratford had six fires between 8:30 in the morning and 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, in some instances, they didn't even make it back to their fire station after one of those jobs, after a number of those jobs, and they were just going from one to the other. And the sad fact was that all of those jobs were avoidable.
So there I am. I'm a busy landholder, and I've decided today is the day. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get out on the tractor with the slasher and cut down some grass along a roadside and near gates, fences, whatever it might be. What should I be doing?
If someone's going to operate a tractor, a slasher, or a vehicle that's in contact with dry grass, particularly in a rural area, then they must have fire suppression equipment on board with them. And that's, as simple as a knapsack spray pump that's fully loaded with water, no less than 9 litre capacity, or a pressurised water extinguisher, again, no less than 9 litres capacity. That's a requirement. It's always been a requirement. We have an expectation that people will do everything they possibly can to avail themselves of information so as that the activities that they undertake can be done safely. Three main causes of fires across rural Victoria to date in order are machinery, escape burn-offs or illegal burn-offs, and campfires.
Yeah, as I mentioned before, my little anecdote, but perhaps busy folks, and now they're trying to do the right thing, and you're potentially going to be penalising them.
That provision's always been there to invoke a penalty. We're now saying that the onus is on each of us as individuals to make sure that we're aware of what we can and can't do and how to undertake those activities safely. Tomorrow is probably going to be the most challenging fire weather conditions that we've had in quite some considerable time. The fact is that we do have a fire season this year, and it's a grass fire season. And what we've seen in the recent past is that these grass fires are moving very, very quickly, and a person who's sitting on a tractor with a slasher, who's not paying attention to what's going on behind them, if a spark happens to come out from a rock that they've hit or a piece of wire or something like that, or a faulty piece of machinery, a fire can take hold very, very quickly and can destroy a lot of countryside in a short period of time. They're not like forest fires. That grass fires will run so fast that it will make your hair stand up on the back of your neck, because these things are off to the races before you know it.
Would you say to landholders that today, tomorrow, probably the next 3 or 4 days are not the days to be getting on the slasher?
Absolutely. What they are days to do is to anyone that's had a burn off in recent times is it's a good opportunity to go and check those burns to make sure that they are in fact out. As the wind gets up and the temperatures rise, an old burn can certainly spring back to life if it hasn't been properly extinguished. So any old burn offs that have been undertaken right across Gippsland, please go and check them, make sure that they are cold. If they're not, then make appropriate activities or actions to watch them and put lines around them or extinguish them more, and just be aware of the weather conditions. And over the next few days, they're probably good days to stay inside under the cooler and with a cold beverage.